Affectionate Guidance, Section 4, Chapter 27, Excerpts from Letters. Our material life's root is existing within misconception, and through misconception we are now suffering in this material world within the wave of birth and death. Actually, everyone's spiritual form as Atma is very clean, and in that clean position his only duty is to serve in the transcendental service world to his dearmost Lord Krishna. And there the service duties exist in varieties of ways. By the grace of Hladini Shakti, and through his earnest clean desire, he gets a specific service as appropriate for his devotional mood. That service comes within five forms of relationship with his dear most beloved Lord. That is the real and normal position and service duty. Through that dutiful mood, his eternal caste and creed automatically manifests within him. Actually, all the healthy jiva souls are existing within that transcendental devotional service plane, whereas the jiva souls here are living within the society of misconception and need to take the opportunity to render some service to Guru Gauranga. Attachment to Krishna cannot grow automatically within us, and no one who is bound within misconception can give it to us. Then your activities must be for increasing your mood of devotion, and to do that you must follow the nine kinds of devotional processes, Shravanam, Kirtanam, etc., and also try to engage yourself and mind for the satisfaction of the Vaishnavas. The nature of the mundane world is taking birth, suffering in so many ways, death. Birth, suffering and death, repeatedly. It is only possible to leave this misconception by getting the good devotee's merciful connection, and through that electricity we will get our real, beneficial, exalted service life. This is the main thing, and all scriptures show this. What more can I say? The Srimad Bhagavatam said that we cannot be successful through our own endeavor. It is only possible through the sadhu's grace and the grace of Sri Gurudev. For that purpose, and by the Lord's grace, he appears in the form of a sadhu guru for uplifting the conditioned souls. For the Lord's connection, we will connect with his agent in the form of sadhu and guru. Here, all the duties, like the river's flow, must be directed to flow into the ocean of ecstasy to Krishna. This is the main thing. Srila Rupa Goswami, in his Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, gave Anasaktasya Vishayan Yatarham Upayunjataha Nirbandaha Krishna Sambandhe Yuktang Vairagyam Uchyate. From the Purva Vibhaga 2125 of Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. Try to detach yourself from mundane affairs and material necessities. Living within this mundane environment, some necessities and requirements will come. Take them in a harmonizing way for the peace and maintenance of your body and mind. To become detached, try to see everything in relation to Krishna and use everything for his service. Make the focus of all activities service to Sri Krishna. That is sadhana. Again, my blessings with well wishes to you, and dandavat pranams and well wishes as appropriate to all the devotees in your association. That's the end of the first excerpt from letters, and the next one is also fairly long. The next excerpt My dear devotees, please accept my humble Dandavat pranams in remembrance of my divine masters, Srila Guru Maharaj and Srila Swami Maharaj. I received your phone call and faxes. Fortunately, I have got the opportunity with my friends like Sripad Sagar Maharaj to preach Krishna consciousness in Brazil by the grace of the devotees there, especially your graces. I think you are all qualified, mature devotees in Krishna consciousness. When it is you who are recommending someone for initiation, how can I think that they do not know the rules and regulations? For me, it is impossible to think that one who comes to receive initiation does not know about the four directives and the rules and regulations of Krishna consciousness. I am thinking that they must all know the primary rules and regulations. Srimad Bhagavatam has stated that by following the directives, one will be pious. Otherwise, if one is engaged in sinful activities, how can he get the connection with and the practice of Krishna consciousness? It is a very simple matter. Before eating, it is necessary to wash our hands, wash the plate, take clean water, and then respectfully take prasadam. Everywhere there is a natural process of rules and regulations. The four regulations are the basic foundation for everyone. These regulations are like learning the alphabet. Without learning the alphabet, it is not possible to read any book. Now, when the position you mention has come within our society, I must say it clearly that when anyone wants to practice Krishna consciousness, he must formally or practically try to make himself a pious person. But piety must be disturbed if one will not follow the four regulative principles. What do we want? We don't want anything mundane, like wealth, women, and fame. Our greatest enemy is fame. Therefore, Srila Saraswati Thakur said it was comparable with pig's stool. Perhaps for the time being they cannot leave the habit, but why should my friends eat that pig stool 24 hours daily? If we have no sincerity in our practicing life, we cannot get the mercy of Nityananda Prabhu. Anyway, with full affection and humility, you must tell my friends that this is our healthy principle. On rare occasions we may see a Paramahansa Vaishnava breaking the rules, like Srila Vamsidas Babaji Maharaj. But that is not our ideal and should never be imitated. When we are forming a society or anything, that is only as eyewash to satisfy the mundane requirements. But what is the value of a nose without breath? Our life force is the mood of devotion to Krishna, and that will increase with the association of and service to the devotee. No doubt there is a gradation, but that is because we are unqualified and we must follow according to junior and senior positions. On the whole, we must not forget that we are practitioners as students. The first requirement of practicing Krishna consciousness is to serve and satisfy the Vaishnava. If we only sing Vaishnava Thakura Doyara Sagara Edase Karuna Kori day and night without following that, then the fruit will not come to our hand. When we cannot help ourselves, how can we help others? So it is my request to my friends that they try to follow this principal directive. The scriptures have said, Sadhu Sange Krishna Nama E Matra Chai Sangsara Jinite Ara Konno Vastu Nai. Service to Guru and Vaishnava without offense and service to the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra without offense are one and the same thing. So whatever we do, we must not be offenders to Harinam and the Vaishnavas. And we can get this qualification through humility, tolerance and giving honor to others. If we are sincere and sacrifice ourselves, we must follow these directives of Sriman Mahaprabhu. Mundane ego can destroy everything, so we must first try to leave our ego and fully surrender to Guru and Vaishnava. It is my request, my faithful friends, that what will be practically suitable for our preaching mission there, you try to do that happily together. It is my desire that everyone will come under one umbrella and happily give nourishment to each other and serve the devotee, the deity, and our mission. From far, what can I say more? End of an excerpt from a letter and a new excerpt from a letter. Really, religion of the jiva souls is one. In Srimad Bhagavatam, Sri Krishna said, Mayadau brahmane prokta dharmo yasyang mad atmakaha. Sriman Mahaprabhu said more clearly, Jivera svarupahaya krishnera nityadas. There is no doubt that all the demigods or gods' power is coming from the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and He is Sri Krishna. After realization in every way and all directions, it is firmly concluded in all scriptures and supremely in Srimad Bhagavatam that the Supreme Personality of Godhead is Sri Krishna. Our only aim and object is Krishna Prema, divine love for Krishna. And this is also concluded in all the scriptures. Now it is very clear by the causeless mercy of Sriman Mahaprabhu and later on by their divine graces, Om Vishnupad Srila Bhakti Rokkok Sridhar Dev Goswami Maharaj and Om Vishnupad Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj Prabhupada. We are very insignificant and no doubt extremely fallen souls. Before also it was so unfortunate, but now it is not. Actually the door of our fortune was opened for us by their divine grace's causeless mercy. We don't always get such a chance. In Srimad Bhagavatam we can see this shloka. Nrideham Adyang Sulabhang Sudulabhang Plavang Sukalpang Guru Kanadharam Mayanukulyena Nabhasvateritang Puman Bhavabdhing Nataret Sa Atmaha. Sriman Mahaprabhu is the non-different form of the divine couple. He appears as a giver of the supreme goal of life and himself has taken the form of a practitioner. He showed his divine preacher's form in a very sweet and simple way. Therefore, we are relieved from all anxieties. Now our only duty is to perfectly follow under the guidance of his associates. The way is very simple. Nacho gao bhakta sange kharak sankirtan akanta karya kara prasada bhakshana. The clue to the practitioner's success is contained within this verse. The only necessity is sambandha jnana, which means to know our divine relationship and natural duty in connection with the Lord. That is our Svarupa Sampad. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur said, Atmara Ananda Prasravana, the fountain of ecstasy for the jiva soul. A very easy way to practice Krishna consciousness was given by Sriman Mahaprabhu and later by his divine associates in this age. We only need to have clear faith and avoid Vaishnava aparad. How sweet the way of practice! That is, dance and sing with the devotees, chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, and take Mahaprasadam. And Sharira Abhidya Jal Jorendriya Tahe Kao Jive Pele Vishaya Shagore Tar Madhe Jivayati Lobhamoy Sudurmati Take Jeta Katina Sangsare Krishna Bara Doyamoy Koribare Jiva Joy Swaprasad Anna Dila Bhai Sayana Amrita Pao Radha Krishna Gunagao Premidako Chaitanya Nitaye. Through that, you can get your elixir of life, and it will easily spread to others through your sincere activities, and they will be extremely benefited, as you are. Reading your whole letter, I have also got much enthusiasm. I have no doubt about your grace that if you will try sincerely, you can do something for the greatest auspiciousness of all. To practice Krishna consciousness is a very nice process. Who will practice must be benefited, and through his practicing, others also must be beneficiaries. Our lifetime is very short, and we do not always get such an opportunity. Then what one wants to do, do immediately. This is the advice of the scriptures. So please realize all these things and do the needful. That's the end of a further excerpt from a letter. This following one is an extensive excerpt from a letter. Please accept my blessings in remembrance of my divine master. I am happy to receive your letter with news of the devotees and Srila Guru Maharaj's divine mission in Malaysia. I am always remembering you and all the devotees there, and I am praying to Srila Guru Maharaj that he look after you all. After hearing carefully all your news, I am now giving answer to your questions one by one. A. Srimad Bhagavad Gita manifests originally in Mahabharat on the battlefield of Kurukshetra. Bhagavan Sri Krishna himself gave us this ecstasy to the faithful, fortunate jiva souls for their super benefit of transcendental body strength and service. One shloka you will see in the Gita Mahatmya invocation is Sarvo Panishado Gavo Dogdha Gopala Nandanaha Pato Vatsaha Sudhir Bhakta Dugdhang Gitamritang Mahat. Very much attractively and simply explained, everything is in this Gita Mahatmya Shloka. You know the gist of the Vedas are the Upanishads, mentioned as a cow. Krishna is using Arjuna as the calf of that cow for making the milk flow. And the faithful, fortunate souls of good, pious intelligence are drinking that milk. Srimad Bhagavad Gita is giving in varieties of ways, that is, Karma Yoga, Jnana Yoga, Hatha Yoga, Bhakti Yoga, and exclusive devotional method. The chance to take the opportunity of that rescuing process from the illusory environment to Vaikuntha Loka, upward to Goloka Vrindavan. In the Vaishnaviya Tantra Sara, in the section explained as Gita Mahatmya, the glories of Sri Gita are explained to us in varieties of ways. But the Vaishnava Acharyas, like Vishwanath Chakravarti, Baladev Vidyabhusan, and especially Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, They expressed the line of drinking that full cream milk as exclusive devotional method. Therefore, Srila Prabhupada Sarasvati Thakur, following Bhaktivinoda Thakur's line, avoided focusing on other intentions, as we can see in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu and Narada Pancharatra. Anya bilasita sunyang jnana karma dhyanavritam anukulyena krishnanushilanam bhaktir uttama sarvopadhi vinirmuktam tat paratvena nirmalam rishikena rishikesha sevanam bhaktir uchyate. Therefore, those who want the mundane benefit up to Satyaloka must be attracted to see that full Gita Mahatmya and read Bhagavad Gita. They also will gradually get a superposition in the plane of dedication by the mercy of the residents of that plane. So we can say those who are very much eager and who have much hankering for exclusive devotion to Krishna will not try to take that opportunity explained in the Gita Mahatmya of Vaishnaviya Tantra Sara. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur published the Gita with the commentary of Sridhar Swami, Vishwanath Chakravarti and Baladev Vidyabhushan, and following them in the Bengali language, the commentary of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. There, the full Gita Mahatmya is not published. But Srila Guru Maharaj, seeing the present condition of the conditioned souls, very mercifully, when he presented our edition, he gave that Gita Mahatmya for their general encouragement. So now we can say to everybody, go as you like. B. It is explained in Bengali by Krishna Das Kaviraj. Diksha kale bhakta kare atma samarpana, se kale Krishna tare kare atma sama, se deha kare tara chid anandamaya, aprakrita dehe tara charana bhajaya. Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Antya Leela, 4.192 and 193. I tried to explain it in English, but my English is very poor and not sufficient for explaining everything. But the Bengali verse is perfect, and you will see in Chaitanya Charitamrita the explanation of Srila Swami Maharaj Prabhupada. The soul by nature is spiritual, but is of the Tathastha Shakti. He has the possibility of obtaining a fully serving spiritual form, and he has the possibility to be in material existence by becoming covered by material consciousness. The bound Atma gets a subtle and physical body. Until he surrenders to Guru, that divine soul is covered by matter, and he is disconnected from the transcendental service world. But when receiving initiation, which means that when he fully surrenders to Krishna in the form of Guru, that surrendered position is explained by Srila Sarasvati Thakur and Srila Swami Maharaj in Antya Leela 4.192. There it says that, with his willing, feeling and thinking consciousness, he is surrendering to Krishna in his dedicated mood of service. Krishna is seeing his sincere attitude and immediately gives him in seed form his own transcendental form as spiritual body, and gradually that will manifest as Shatapata Vedanyaya, as a needle passes almost but not quite instantaneously through a pile of leaves with some small difference of time from leaf to leaf. When he gets the direct service form to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, where are playing five kinds of ecstasy as rasa. As suitable by his own hankering service mood to Krishna, he is getting his male or female form accordingly. But on the whole, when realizing the position of the jiva soul, we must say it is coming as the power of Krishna, tatashta shakti. And that means every potency's identification is as female. But it can be transformed in the mood of male, such as dasyaras, sakyaras, and vatsalyaras. All of them are serving Krishna, and the mood of service is prakriti. But their action may be as a male by the mercy of Mool Sankarshan. If we translate those verses of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Antilila 4.192 and 193, word by word, we must say that this body is transformed to transcendental form. But Srila Sarasvati Thakur gave some explanation in his Anubhasya in Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, and Srila Swami Maharaj has seen it and given purport for our clarification in English. There you can see, and then you must understand. This is that purport. Quote, "At the time of initiation, a devotee gives up all his material conceptions. Therefore, being in touch with the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he is situated on the transcendental platform. Thus, having attained knowledge and the transcendental platform, he always engages in the service of the spiritual body of Krishna. When one is freed from material connections in this way, his body immediately becomes spiritual, and Krishna accepts his service. However, Krishna does not accept anything from a person with a material conception of life. When a devotee no longer has any desire for material sense gratification, in his spiritual identity he engages in the service of the Lord, for his dormant spiritual consciousness awakens. This awakening of spiritual consciousness makes his body spiritual, and thus he becomes fit to render service to the Lord. A karmi may consider the body of a devotee material, but factually it is not, for a devotee has no conception of material enjoyment. If one thinks that the body of a pure devotee is material, he is an offender, for that is Vaishnava aparad." End of quote. Answer to point C. Astral travel is the traveling of the mental body out from the physical body. But when the jiva soul travels from the material body, that takes place at the time of death. D. Offering bhoga to Krishna, we can sing the bhajan, bhaja bhakata vatsala shri gora hari, etc. Arati will then be held, during which time the devotees may sing Yashomati Nandana and Jayasachi Nandana. This also is a tradition here in Sri Chaitanya Sarasat Math. In giving answer, I am always feeling restricted by my lack of English. But you consider these points, and I think you must understand my expression. End of this excerpt from a letter, and a new excerpt from a letter. And again, this is an extensive excerpt. In the presence of Sriman Mahaprabhu and after Sriman Mahaprabhu, in our sampradaya up to Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, no one took saffron cloth or formal Vedic sannyas dress. But all of them, as well as our Guru Parampara and the Goswamis, were not only Paramahansas, but more than that, they are all extreme exclusive servitors in the line of Sri Rupa Goswami to Sri Sri Radha Govinda. They follow the conception of Nahang Vipro Nacha Narapatir Napi Vaishu Na Shudro, etc. They follow this conception of Mahaprabhu with extreme humility. Not only that, but Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami indicated that it is not necessary for the Vaishnavas to take saffron cloth. In Chaitanya Charitamrita, Antilila 1361, the following quote: Rakta Vastra Vaishnavera Parite Na Yuyaya Kona Pravashire Dhimu Ki Kaja Uhaya. And Mahaprabhu proudly declared about his devotees in the Madhya Lila 25.183 of Chaitanya Charitamrita, Kata Karangiya Mora Kangala Bhaktagana Vrindavane Aile Tharera Kariha Palana. Actually, the indication of Mahaprabhu is that his followers will not be attached to any mundane relativities, but they will be exclusively attached to pure devotional life. Therefore, in the time of the Shad Goswamis, the six Goswamis, and after the Shad Goswamis, when Narottam Thakur, Srinivas Acharya, Vishwanath Chakravarti, etc., widely preached, up to that time Sriman Mahaprabhu's Sampradaya was not so much polluted by Sahajyaism. Some pollution was always there in shadow form, no doubt, as Sahajyaism. But after Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur and Baladev Vidyabhushan, the real preaching conception of Sriman Mahaprabhu was hidden, and widely no one preached it, but they practiced. Like the activity of Kali, the cloud of Mayavad and Sahajyaism covered almost the whole of pure Vaishnavism. It is expressed by Srila Guru Maharaj in Sri Bhaktivinod Viraha Dashakam. Dharmash charma gato gyataiva satata yogash cha bogatmako jnane shunya gatir japena tapasa khyatir jighang saiva cha dane dhambikata nuraga bhajane dushta pacharo yaja buddhing buddhi matang vibheda Hi tada dhatra bhavan prashittaha. At that time, anurag bhajan, exclusive devotional practices, became completely polluted by Sahajyaism. At that time, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur appeared as the divine grace of Sriman Mahaprabhu in the mundane world, as a transcendental sampradaya purifier and re-establisher. Wholeheartedly, with his full energy, he tried to re-establish the pure Mahaprabhu's conception by his melted heart prayers. He was paradukha dukhi, extremely sorrowful to see the pain of the conditioned souls. As much as possible by him, he tried to remove and clean the obstacles from our vision of the spiritual sky. He prayed to Mahaprabhu, "Please send your merciful glance in the form of a Vaishnava Acharya." Through his divine prayer, we have got Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur as an illustrious, exalted, unique Sampradaya Acharya of Sriman Mahaprabhu. Srila Saraswati Thakur showed himself from his childhood as a great general in our Sampradaya. He declared totalitarian war against Maya, especially Mayavad and Sahajyaism. He showed us the position of real Raga Marga. It is expressed in a few words, and you have seen that engraved on the front of the Nat Mandir. Matal Harijana Kirtana Range, Pujala Ragapata Gaurava Bhange. He caused Mahaprabhu's fire of Mahasankirtan Yajna to again blaze by his divine activities. He used everything necessary, and he brought from the Ramanuja Sampradaya the Tridanda Sannyas. It was hidden in Bengal, but mentioned in the Srimad Bhagavatam. But it existed in the Ramanuja Sampradaya, and through that he re-established Daiva Varnashram Dharma, and showed that the position of the devotees of Krishna is the supreme position, and that the position of a devotee of Krishna is so high and unquestionable. He preached everywhere in this mundane plane that what is existing in the form of religion of the jiva souls is actually all bogus. Prithivite yata katha dharma name chale, bhagavata kahe saba paripurna chale. This was his preaching line. He organized again the Varnashram Dharma, no doubt, but that was in the line of Srimad Bhagavad Gita. However, supremely he showed through his divine activity the religion of the jiva soul that is manifested by Vaishnava Dharma. It is not dependent upon any mundane consideration or even the Vedic rulings. Tasmat tvam udhavotrijya chodanam pratichodanam pravrittim cha nivrittim cha shrotavyam shrutam eva cha mam ekam eva sharanam atmanam sarvadehinam yahi sarvatma bhavena mayasya hi akutobhyaha. The rulings given in the Vedas, the Shruti and Smriti, whatever you have heard before and will hear in the future, leave it all, fully surrender to Krishna, and serve Him wholeheartedly. Here is the point of Srila Sarasvati Thakur, that is, service to Krishna. Whatever is necessary for that service, we shall follow. Where there is no service, we have no existence. But for the service of Krishna, we can do anything and everything under proper guidance. Srila Swami Maharaj Prabhupada and Srila Guru Maharaj were both in that line, and they also showed just how much and what we can do for the service of Krishna. Now the whole world, through their divine service preaching, is chanting and dancing with the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. They proved what Mahaprabhu said. Prithivite ache yata nagaradi grama sarvatra prachara hoibe mora nama. They took all facilities from this mundane ground, and they took all facilities from the Vedic scriptures, in order to establish Krishna consciousness in the heart of every jiva soul, without consideration of male or female, Sri Purusha Nirvishesha. That was Srila Prabhupada Sarasvati Thakur's thesis. But you know that it is natural that the antithesis always disturbs the thesis, especially when the male-female conception comes to disturb the mind of the practitioners. For their protection, we follow the system of brahmacharya, grihastha, etc. And if necessary, we can utilize that theory for our preaching program. No doubt, we are not sannyasis, brahmacharis, or grihasthas, but for the preaching purpose and for the protection of the male and female practitioners, we can utilize saffron as a guard for their preaching life, because preaching is the highest within our practicing process. Shravan Kirtan. Tara Madhye Savashashta Nama Sankirtan Niraparadhe Nama Loyale Paya Premadhana. Shravan and Kirtan. But it is necessary to do this without offense to Sri Guru Vaishnava. It was the plan of Srila Guru Maharaj to make a ladies' party for preaching Krishna consciousness in the form of brahmacharinis. It was for this that in his trust board and in his last will and testament, he gave that preference to the ladies. In a totalitarian war field, the general will not hesitate to take the facility of whatever is immediately necessary for the safety of the soldiers and for winning the battle. This was the teaching of Srila Guru Maharaj, Srila Saraswati Thakur, and Srila Prabhupada, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj. We are the insignificant followers of them, and we have no hesitation to take the facilities from anywhere and everywhere for the protection of our soldiers, because nowhere is this prohibited. Their saffron cloth does not mean sannyas, but it is the protection garment for our servitors from the lustful ill feelings, like an asbestos suit to protect them from the blazing fire they face in the preaching field. Finally, I can say that our devotees have taken a vow until death, not sannyas, for their exclusive devotional preaching, practicing life. It was not done with the sannyas mantram, but it is more than that. If anyone will try to understand and honor this, he will be liberated from the illusory environment. I trust this meets you continuing steadily your service life. End of this excerpt from Letters. And then a shorter excerpt from a letter as follows. Concerning your question, if we try to think or hear about the Astakalya Leela, we will only increase our mood in the line of Sahajyaism and nothing else. From the first shloka of the Prema Bhakti Chandrika describing the waking of Radha Govinda, all our ideas will go in a mundane way. What our brain will think, that all will be mundane. But what is really within, that is not mundane. It is completely different. If you try to think of it, you will only become bound with your misconception. For us to sing the songs or anything, it is all artificial. It is not necessary to think anything artificial about Krishna Leela. We have heard many beautiful pastimes of Krishna Leela, but Ashtakalya Leela is not even 1% of that. We are not feeling any enthusiasm for it. We will not think about it. What we have is so much more. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, who is in the line of my Gurudevas, has composed it, and for that we will honor it, but from afar. We will pray to Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur that one day it will reveal perfectly in our heart. This is our prayer, and in this way we will honor that Leela. Living within our mundane position, it is not necessary for us to dissect the pastimes of Krishna Leela, and it is not necessary to think good or bad of it. Only chant the Maha Mantra and the glories of Guru Gauranga, and it will reveal within your heart. It is not good to try to imagine anything about the Astakalya Leela. Imagination is mundane. But if any qualified, worshipable Vaishnava wants to hear from some person for his own bhajan purpose, such as in the case of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur calling Sripad Jajava Maharaj from Benares to Puri, so His Divine Grace could hear the Astakalya Leela in the form of song, that will be service for that person to Him. Srila Gaurakishordas Babaji Maharaj gave a very good example. That is, it is like entering into a labor room while having no child within the womb and acting out the actions of labor, producing the many sounds. The sound may be the same, but it will not produce a child. First, it is necessary to go stage by stage, and when the labor pain will come, then it is the real and proper time. Before that, you will get nothing. For the spiritual growth of the sincere practitioners, it will be best for them to read our Math's publications. Through His own divine perception, Srila Guru Maharaj presented the nectar from the scriptures to us in a most generous, clear and practical way, so that we would be able to gain the nourishment contained in them. If we try to understand everything on our own, we will only become confused and misguided. That is the end of one of the excerpts from Letters. And the next excerpt from Letters is as follows. In this age, after the disappearance of Srila Saraswati Thakur, we see that some groups are very interested for Ashtakalya Leela Smaran before attaining the proper position of their devotional lives. They actually do not know that it is very dangerous for them. The qualification is mentioned in Sri Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu by Sri Rupa Goswami. Ado Shraddha Tatha Sadhu Sangha Tha Bhajana Kriya Tato Nartha Nivritti Syatato Nishta Ruchi Stattaha. Until getting a firm position in Ruchi, we remain unqualified. Kshantirabhyata Kalatvang Biraktirmana Shunyata Ashabandha Samutkantha Nama Gane Sada Ruchihi Asaktistad Agunakyane Pritistad Vasatishthale Ityadayo Hanubhavaha Syojatabha Vankure Jane. Therefore, we must say that before attaining Anatta Nivritti, strong Nishtha and Ruchi, if anyone will try to hear such Leela of Krishna without a proper guardian, he must fall down into the garbage of Sahajyaism, imitation. First, the feeling must come through sadhana and sadhu sangha as to who is Krishna. It is necessary to know about Krishna and Krishna Bhakti and to proceed in the proper channel. That channel is sadhu sangha. In this way, the practitioner will be able to see what is garbage and what is good. He will then gain attachment to Krishna, and when that is strong, he will fully leave all mundanity. That is called anatta nivritti. Otherwise, if we hear Krishna Leela, our anatta will increase, but our Krishna consciousness will not. First, with sadhu sangha, we will practice through bhajana kriya, the 9 processes of devotional service. Thus gradually our ruchi will become stronger and our anatta will go out. All will come through sadhu sangha, the association of a qualified sadhu. There are also different gradations of sadhus. If we associate with the Madhyama Adhikari, we will go there to that level. But if we will get the association of one who is an Uttama Adhikari, who comes down to the Madhyama Adhikari level, we will go up very quickly. When attachment is very strong, it is called Rati. At that stage, to hear Astakalya Leela of Krishna will help him achieve his higher position. After Ruchi, everything will be beautiful. But before that, if we hear Astakalya Leela, we will go down to the garbage of Sahajyaism. This is fact. Anatta Nivritti is like having passed the matriculation examinations, where all subjects were studied, thereafter entering into the specialized stream of progress, such as into the arts or sciences. So, up until Anatta Nivritti, one must practice all subjects, then specialize according to his Shraddha and Ruchi. Otherwise, our Anatta will increase. Lust in Sanskrit is called Manobhava. In other words, it is growing in the mind. When the mind is polluted, the body will become polluted. The main principle is attachment to Krishna. If that is real, he is qualified to hear from a qualified guru. This is the general method of practicing procedure. And end of this excerpt from letters. And another excerpt from letters as follows. Living with Sriman Mahaprabhu were so many great followers. He, as an acharya, preached Krishna consciousness and spread it all over the world. Especially the human section was so enlightened through his divine preaching. But after Mahaprabhu, someone had to be the leader, the successor, and he clearly gave that charge to Srila Rupa Goswami. In a similar way, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur Prabhupada gave the charge to Srila Guru Maharaj by having him sing the power-transmitting song Sri Rupa Manjari Pada in the presence of many of Srila Guru Maharaj's senior and junior godbrothers. In this way, Srila Saraswati Thakur gave some hint that Srila Guru Maharaj was to continue the line of Srila Rupa Goswami, and through this they all understood it. After the disappearance of Srila Saraswati Thakur, most of those who required sannyas came to Srila Guru Maharaj to receive it. This is the example in this age. In the time of Sriman Mahaprabhu, there were many stalwart devotees, and many who were like the gurus of Srila Rupa Goswami. Sri Ramananda Roy, Sri Swarup Damodar, etc. were in the highest position. In Jagannath Puri, Sriman Mahaprabhu presented Srila Rupa Goswami as a student successor in an assembly of his associates. There, many of Srila Rupa Goswami's seniors and juniors were present. Mahaprabhu previously had fully blessed him and told the others to also examine him. All were amazed with his qualification and thought it to be only possible through the blessings of Mahaprabhu. Sriman Mahaprabhu said, "Yes, I have given my full blessings to him. You also give him your blessings." In this way, they could all understand that Mahaprabhu was arranging for Srila Rupa Goswami to take the charge of continuing his sampradaya. Later we can see that with his respectful guidance, the Goswamis and others happily spent their unique divine preaching life. From one river many channels will come, but they will not all be named the same. Many channels come from the Ganges, but the Ganges river herself is flowing in one channel. Similarly, Mahaprabhu's line is flowing through the channel of Srila Rupa Goswami. Many were maybe more qualified and senior to Rupa Goswami, but Mahaprabhu gave to him the charge of continuing his sampradaya. For that, all the Goswamis avoided their own sampradayas identified by their names. Even though they had many disciples, they directed them all to the line of Sri Rupanuga. We can see this in Gaura Leela, but when its manifestation we can see in Krishna Leela, there also the internal service hankering of the whole group of Manjaris is directed automatically to do the exclusive service of Sri Radha Krishna under the guidance of Sri Rupa Manjari. Srila Guru Maharaj gave a very nice example. In a family, both parents are superior to the son, and both are respected by him. The father is the proprietor over the whole family, including the mother. But when the son comes to give his respects to them, first he goes to the mother, and then to the father. When the father dies, all the property does not go to the mother, even though she is in a higher and more respected position, but all goes to the son. From this example, we can understand something about the line of succession. How much can I express, I cannot say, in English, but these are the facts. I think it is best that we will be cautious with these high and deep matters and not try to enter into them very quickly without maturity. You try to understand the answers I have given, and with the guidance of our maths books, you proceed carefully in your noble desire to practice and distribute Sriman Mahaprabhu's teachings. Thus ends the 27th chapter of Affectionate Guidance by Srila Bhakti Sandha Govinda Dev Goswami Maharaj.